This is Rabbi Nissan Elmbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, December 8th, 2022. We will finish 7b Zion and Bay, second section, the green text. We're in the middle of the discussion whether a person who is a confirmed mitzvah, right, can have relations with a spouse. So we had a machlok, because the whole underlying assumption of yesterday's Gemara was yes, and then Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Chia comes before Rabbi and says, it's got to be, right? Yotam was born to Uziyahu during the Mitzorah, right? During the time he was a Yad Saras. It's got to be. You can have relations with a spouse. Otherwise, you can't have a kid, right? Certainly in this religion. So Amar Lo, Rabbi says back to Rabbi Chia, Afani kach amarti. I said the same thing. I agree with you. That a mitzorah can have relations with a spouse, even though they are declared a certain mitzorah, a mukhlat. B'mai kamifligi, right? What are they arguing about? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks a mitzorah mukhlat may not have relations with a spouse, somebody believes, Gali rachmana b'mei sviro. Right? The Torah taught us that during the purification it is prohibited, v'chol shekein b'mei chiluto. Of course, when you're a tzara'as, right, a mitzorah, it's prohibited. If when you're getting pure, it's prohibited. When you're impure, of course it is. That's actually an interesting kal v'chomer for analysis for a different time. But Umar Saman Rebbe says that's wrong, right? A mitzorah can have relations with a spouse. My dear Gali. Right, what the Torah revealed, i.e., that there's no relations during the purification, is revealed. Umay de lo gali. Right, and what the Torah didn't reveal, it did not reveal. That's also not simple. We make kal v'chomers all the time. Okay, but that's what the Gemara says. We're going to leave it here, well beyond the scope of our podcast. okay, now let's go back and look in the position of Rav Meir. Right, Meir seems to say, well, even Rabbi Yossi, that you can decide not to say anything, you don't look, but Rabbi Meir says, if you want to say, great, if not, just be quiet. Right, Lememer the Bechoin Talia Milsa. Right, can we really say that it's dependent upon the Kohen if they want to render a judgment? Right, doesn't seem to make sense at all. But the Gemara says, yes, it's true. Ve'atanya, we have a Bryce in support of Yom Heraot Bo. Right, on the day that it is shown to you, yesh yom. What's the implication of that? Yesh yom she'ata ro'abo. There are days when you will see, right, and look at this spot for leprosy. Yesh yom she'ata ro'abo. And there are other days you don't look at it. Right, the Gemara says yes, it is. It's not as simple as you come and. You know, yes or no. You can say, I don't want to see it today. We're not looking today. That is plausible. Mikan Amru, from here we say, Chasan Shenola Bo Nega. Right? The Chasan has this Nega, this potentially leprous spot. Nosnin Lo Shiva Yamea Mishta. We give him his Sheva Brachos week, right? The 7 days of feast. Lo Ulaveso Ulachzuso, him, his house, and his garment, right? Because you can have Taras on a body, a house, or garment. We just let the guy go for the week. Nice, right, knock yourself out, have fun. V'chein b'regel, so too right, on the holidays. Nosin lo shimas yimei regel, the Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says, for the same reason, we give you the 7 days of Yontif. We let you be. We're not going to make you tame on Yontif. Right, Rabbi Omer. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, "Ain otzarach." I don't need that pasuk. Right, this pasuk of v'yom heraos bo, on the day that you show, implying that there are days that you don't. You don't need that. Right, I'll give you another way to teach you. Right, there's another limud. Harehu omer. It says v'tziva kohenu finu asabayit. Right, when you're gonna declare a house leprous, so it says you wait and you allow them time to empty out the house, so that not all the stuff that's in the house is going to get schmecked along with the house. And now Rebbe says, Imam tinin lo lidvar harishus, right? We wait, we delay the announcement for you to just take your possessions out of the house. That's a voluntary thing. That's a rishus. There's no mitzvah to save your property. Kol shekein l'dvar mitzvah. So how much more so that will delay for the purpose of a mitzvah, right? Either being a chasan, making your wife happy, celebrating Sheva Brachos, or celebrating on the regal. So we'll delay it. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, my Beinai, what's the difference between the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who learns it out from the Limud, and Rabbi, who learns it out from the Kal Vachomer? So Amar Abaye Mashmos Darshani Kabeinayu. Right? Abaye says there's no practical difference. It's a question of how do we learn the Chumash? Do we learn this out from Yom HaRavos? But we're not. Okay, that's also important, right? How do we learn the Chumash? But with no practical difference. V'Rava Amar, right? Dvar HaRishus Ika Beinayu. Right? Rava says that no, meaning, do we delay tzaras for a voluntary item? Right, that is the question. Right, Rebbe seems to say yes. Right, Rebbe says that yes, the Torah is teaching us that we'll delay for a davar rishus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, right, it seems we only delay for a mitzvah. Right, that's a big practical difference. I've Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Rabbi's argument? I mean, the Torah says we give you time to empty your house. What does he do with that? So the Gemara says, "Now mehasam lo gamrinan dechidushu." From there, we don't learn to other areas, right? We don't learn a general principle because it's a chiddush. Right, the tzaras of a house itself is a big chiddush that a house can get tzaras, and therefore we're not going to learn that from there to cases of a person or whatnot. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.